What's up, Rundown Nation? Welcome to the College Football Rundown. I'm Woj.
And I'm Walt.
And this is week zero of the 2023 season. We made it, Walt. Christmas is finally here.
Christmas is here. For anybody new, you don't know how exciting this time of year is for myself. Woo! And the madman Woj over there. Hey, Woj, my adrenaline's in overdrive, baby. I'm ready to rock this. Lock and load.
Let's go. We get some betting. We get some DFS. We get to talk about football again and watch some football. I'm pumped, dude. This is a great week, couple weeks for college football with week zero and week one. There's just like football every day. It's awesome, Wall.
Oh, it is. And we're here to talk about it. Well, that's what we do, right? Bring the excitement. You know, I'm at that squirrel level energy, baby. Who's ready to scamper through every moment of college football?
Yeah, I am, because I'm sick of hearing about baseball and all this other stuff.
It just
drags on for so long, Wall. It's time for some football. Let's go. We start off with a pretty good slate here, Wall. But before we get to that, I just, for any newcomers that are listening, I just kind of want to give them what we're about here at the College Football Rundown. We have a following called the Rundown Nation. Loyal, awesome people. We're all about having fun, giving you the updates on games, the highlights, some games throughout the week with gambling, some DFS. We'll talk about the DFS slates for the week, typically usually just the main slates on Saturday. We also have a free DraftKings league we run every year where we give out a winner at the end of the season for a couple different criteria that we'll get into later. But Yeah, super fun. We're just here to relax, have a good time, drink a couple beers, talk some gambling, and talk some DFS, Wall.
I love it. Sports betting, that's my game. DFS, that's where you lay your hat, Woj.
At least that's where I try to lay my hat, Wall.
Fair enough.
But hey, Saturday, the 26th, we got, how many games is this? Is this seven games? Seven games. We got Navy and Notre Dame starting it off in Dublin, Ireland, Wall. Let's talk a little bit about that. We got them at 1:30 p.m. NBC. Game is in Dublin, Ireland. We mentioned it in some episodes before. I think Navy's driving in on the aircraft carrier. Notre Dame's just going to have to, you know, fly economy over there.
I would highly doubt they're flying economy. Well, maybe they are. Who knows? I don't know if this is rumors or just something the madman Woj is making up on the spot. Are they really taking? I highly doubt so. I don't think the taxpayers are going to pay for this Navy team to take an aircraft carrier over there. Plus, unfortunately, we might need those things this time of, you know, everything in the world that's going on. I'm excited about this football game. I don't care that it's a 20.5 point spread. I don't care that you got to lay 20.5 points if you want to bet on Notre Dame at that -110 number. It's still going to be an exciting football game. Third meeting over there in Ireland. The midshipmen, you know, they're not doing so well across the seas, which is unfortunate. You expect, hey, maybe they ramp it up. They ramp up their levels. They're accustomed to being outside their comfort zone. I don't think it's going to happen this time. I think Notre Dame going to have them well in hand. They got Mr. Sam Hartman over there now, Woj. That's a man you and I have talked about a lot in the past.
Yeah, he's one hell of a good quarterback. They definitely got an upgrade there. Marcus Freeman's going to have a little bit easier of a transition into coaching this time of year. I think the second year here for him is good after he started 0-2, essentially losing in the bowl game and then losing to Ohio State to start his career for Notre Dame. So I think this will go a little smoother against the midshipmen. Not to say Navy isn't better. And I think Navy, everybody knows Navy for their ground game and their option run, right? I think they're going to air it out a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised to see them pass it. They got Ty Lavadia, who's going to start at quarterback, and he started a bunch of games last year before he got hurt. And then Blake Horvath is also going to, at least that's what they said, he's also going to play. He's kind of their big speed guy. So I just expect both of them to play. But, I mean, it's a new era for Michigan with a new coach. I mean, it's going to be interesting. We'll see what they do. They got a new offensive coordinator as well, but kind of running the same program that Navy's run with that option run. So nothing new there. But Newberry is going to be a starting head coach for them. It'll be interesting to see what he does. He was their defensive coordinator for a while. So, but man, Sam Hartman, dude, the dude bought or well, I guess he didn't buy, but Beats gave him headphones that with the Irish white, and then it had a gold strap over the top for all the boys on the plane ride over. I saw that on Twitter, a little video that went out from Notre Dame. So everybody wanted Sam Hartman to give them their Beats headphones. It was interesting.
Beats headphones. Was this an NIL deal, Woj? Was this reported, or is this something under the table over there?
I don't know. It's on the Irish Notre Dame Twitter over there. So I assume that it's not under the table. But yeah, Sam Hartman is going to be a big explosive addition to that offense wall, and they needed it. And I think I still think 13 is a stretch for them, being where they are right now, 13th in the rankings. But I do think they're going to take care of this game, and they're going to start a little stronger than they did last year against Ohio State wall.
Well, you have to remember this game, and we're talking about a Navy Notre Dame football game last year, Woj. The Irish did win this one, but they won 35-32. And if you remember watching that football game, it looked like in the first half, you know, Notre Dame had them put away. They're up 2 touchdowns, maybe 3. I don't recall exactly. But the Navy came back and played their football, the grounded out, tough football game that Navy plays. They brought it back to within a field goal game to end it. Couldn't come through with the W there. But, you know, Navy, this is a football team. You could never count them out. They're going to come back. They're going to play their style of football no matter what the situation is on the football field.
Yeah, and I guess this being said, we've been talking about Sam Hartman. They do have a pretty inexperienced wide receiver group. Their number one wide receiver is going to be Caleb Smith more than likely, and he was a transfer from Virginia Tech. And I didn't take him very much in DraftKings last year because, to be honest, he's not even that great. So you do have Sam Hartman, but you still do have an inexperienced group that's there. But it's just one of those things where he's a playmaker. He's a guy that can win you games. And I think it'll be a little bit easier of a deal than last year against Navy. But again, well, I think you've said this before multiple times, you stick away from those games with the academies in it, right? Well,
yeah, because they can win any day. The academies, they really can pull through, and they're getting to be better in aggregate, I should say. They're getting to be better football programs year in and year out.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely scary pick sometimes. And like you said, they are getting better. We saw all of them do pretty well last year. A couple other games. You got UTEP, Jacksonville State at 4:30. You got UMass, New Mexico State at 6 p.m. Ohio, San Diego State at 6. And then here's a good one for you. While Hawaii travels to Vanderbilt at 6:30 p.m. on the SEC Network. And this is one that I put some quiche into last year. Didn't go well for me while over there in Hawaii. I thought Hawaii had the advantage, but it didn't turn out that way, and they got smoked by Vanderbilt. So what are your thoughts about the Rainbow Warriors? Timmy Chang is second year here at Hawaii. I had that sour taste in his mouth for the first game that he ever coached as a Rainbow Warrior. I know he played there, but he got destroyed by Vanderbilt. Can he go to Vandy and make wreck some havoc here, Wall?
I mean, anything could happen. You know, any given Sunday, they say, for NFL, is any given Sunday, any given Saturday for college football. But, you know, that's not where I'm placing my money. If you look at where the lines makers have this one, right now they have Hawaii plus 675 on the money line, minus 1050. You got to throw down $1,050 on Vandy if you want to put 100 back in your pocket on that straight money line win. If you're looking at the spread, which I know our viewers like to look at a lot more, it's at around 17.5, depending what book you're looking at. Obviously, Vanderbilt's given that 17.5. That's a lot of points to give someone to start the season. But like you said, that 63-10 win last year, that makes that 17.5 look like nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing about that was is this Vanderbilt scored 35 in the third quarter and outscored Hawaii in the second half 42-0, which not very good for the second half team there. I think Hawaii is going to be ready to go a little bit better than they were last year. Are they going to win? No. Vanderbilt is definitely still going to win, especially since it's at home. It's just a tough. I'm sticking away from this game this year, not putting cash in this one, Wall. I'm sticking away from it.
I don't blame you. I mean, I might look to do something mid-game, you know, maybe first half lines. I'm going to head over to our partners there, sportsbettingintel.com. I I recommend anybody checks out, anybody interested in college football lines or sports betting in general, checks out their stuff. I'm going to head over there. I'm going to look at their spreads page for this game. We're talking about Vanderbilt, Hawaii. I'm going to click on here. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to figure out what the first half line is on this game, Woj. You and I, over the past couple of years, we've been talking a lot more about first half lines. I'm looking at this first half line tab, comparing all the books, see what they got. Vanderbilt on the money line, minus 550. Man, that's still a big number for the first half to lay. They're at home, makes sense. But then you look at that, you know, that full game line. Oof, that first half game, if you're going to bet Vandy, that first half line is much better.
Last year it was 21-10 in the first half. It wasn't even that bad of a game.
And they were at Hawaii too, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, is at Vanderbilt. So Vanderbilt has that home field advantage. So that money line at -550, -550, that's a pretty good line. I'm looking at all the books at one time. That's the best line. Obviously, it's on DraftKings right now. FanDuel has -620 points, but -735, and then up from there. I mean, if you want Hawaii, you're getting +425 as your best line over there for the first half. I don't know. I'd go with the +675 on the full game for Hawaii, but you know, always look at your options there. I don't think I'm going to bet this one before the game starts. I like to last year. Well, I don't know who was, but I think someone was telling you, Ben, in your ear, telling you, hey, don't make this bet, Woj. Don't make this bet, Woj. And I don't think you listened to the man, but no. during that game, I was fading you most of the time during the, cause the number just kept going so high that I was like, I'll keep getting these plus numbers all the time. And I did. So I'll look at doing it in the game, but before the game starts on this one, I'll be the same as you. I'll be probably just staying away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's safe bet. Well, safe bet.
Can't lose nothing.
No. Another couple games before we get to the next one, I'll talk about Florida Internationals at Louisiana Tech. That's an 8 p.m. game on CBS Sports Network. But we're going to talk a little bit about San Jose State at number 6 USC, 7 p.m. on the Pac-12 wall. Interesting game here. They met in 2021 where the Trojans won 30-3. As a 13.5-point favorite. But Lincoln Riley's bringing a little bit different of a team than Clay Helton brought a couple years ago. Well, it's going to be a different kind of offense.
Oh, it's going to be hugely different. Plus, they got Mr. Caleb Williams back there, potential Heisman. Yeah. We talked on the Pac-12. If you guys didn't catch all our conference previews, go back and check them out. We went through the Power Five conferences, the big ones, the ones that matter. We went through all of them, gave our picks for season totals, overs, totals on the win side. I was all over USC and the Pac-12 conference. I think they're going to be an extremely good football team this year. That combination of Caleb Williams and you mentioned Lincoln Riley, you put that football coach with that quarterback on offense, great things are going to happen. I believe on the Pac-12 episode, it was you that pointed out, you know, very astutely, their defense is going to be the key though, whether their defense can hold up. That remains to be seen, but you know they're going to be able to score more than the other team. It's just a matter of if they get the ball last or not. You mentioned what happened the last time they met. I went through in the last five times they met, USC has just straight up beaten them every time by a combined score of 86-10. So I really don't expect much different out of this game. If you're looking at the line right now, the lines makers don't expect much different. Do you want to make $100? You got to put down $9,000 on USC in order to make $100 back in your pocket. That's a -9,000 odds on the money line. If you want to get that lottery ticket, San Jose State +2,500. We got a spread sitting at 30.5 right now. I'm not going to take much action on this, if anything. And if I did, there's no way I'm going near San Jose State.
We just need San Jose State to play Hawaii and Vanderbilt to play USC, and then we got a little bit closer matchups here. But that's not how it works early in the season.
I still think you'd probably be getting at least two touchdowns, USC favorites against Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Caleb Williams, 4,500 yards, 42 touchdowns, and just 5 interceptions is an astronomical number. Lincoln Riley's assembled a mob squad over there at USC now. It's just a matter of getting them all to play together. We talked about that last year, and I think they are. I think they're starting to turn it around and be a top tier football team year in and year out now. So I fully expect USC to win this one. I am actually thinking about a line, and we'll get to that later in this game, that I feel intriguing. I know it was 30, right, Wall, or 30.5 for the game?
Was it? Yeah, for the full game, -30.5, yep.
-30.5. So we'll get to some plays later, I think, for me on this game. But first off, let's talk a little DFS. I don't know much about this slate because there's a lot of teams that we just don't watch well. So a lot of these names I'm unsure of, but we are doing our DraftKings League this week. We're doing a practice week, so this one won't count towards your eight. Basically how it works is we'll take your eight average places, your top eight out of the whole season, and we'll average those, and whoever wins is the winner of that. And then we'll also do points. So the average top points, your top eight on that as well. And we'll give away some prizes at the end of the season. You'll have the bragging rights going into the 2024 season, which is exciting. I hopefully will show up this year because it's been going pretty bad. But but just a decent play I just saw. I was looking through it quick. Will Shepard, wide receiver from Vanderbilt, is only 5,000. That's a decent pickup. I would look for some sort of backup running backs for Vanderbilt, because I think that's where you're going to key in on some cheap points. So I would look at that. And just some things going forward in the 2023 season. I just like to give you a couple tips and tricks here on week zero. Really key in on the injury list and who's playing, who's not playing. And you really got to watch it up until game time. And you got to be ready to make quick decisions on your roster, especially if you're playing tournament cash games. It doesn't really matter. Obviously you still want to watch that to make sure your guys are playing, but in a tournament game, you really got to key in on that and find your values and find the guys that people aren't going to pick up. Whereas in cash game, you're chalking it up to guys that are going to be consistent, like a Will Shepard at 5,000. I'm sure he'll get value back in that pick easily, in a wide receiver spot versus a team that wasn't very good. And he's been pretty solid and consistent in reps all of last year. So just look into those things and really keep an eye on that. I know, Wall, I think you've been working hard on the website, www.collegefootballrundown.com. And I think all the news feeds and everything up there help tremendously when coming down to game time and putting those rosters in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can head over to our website, collegefootballrundown.com. You can check out, we have a special, you know, the news section for general news, but then we also have that player injuries that'll show up there for you. So you can watch the most recent injuries, what's been reported anyways. And also if you click on any team, mode, it has it connected to their Twitter feed when you go to our team page for them. So a lot of the times where you can get that information is from the team's Twitter feed itself, which that'll automatically pop up for you over there on collegefootballrundown.com. So we got a lot of great things going this year for the people. And we're working with sportsbettingintel.com, which I got, you know, I'm a VIP over there. I got a little access. Some people don't know. As you were speaking, you're talking about Mr. Will Shepard, no? You're talking about him as a good DFS pick. Yeah. I got Sports Betting Intel's projections for him this week. They're expecting 60 yards receiving out of him and a 40% chance that he gets that tutty. Whoa. So you can help that out. You can put that in your analysis over there, help you make your projections, help you with your optimizer. 60 yards receiving. Whoa. Check it out. See how close it was next week.
All right. Yeah, we'll key in on that. I like that. I like the optimizer. That's awesome. Player, that helps a lot with player props too, if you're looking at a lot of player props. So that's sweet. That's awesome intel they have. Again, if you're interested in SBI, check them out. They're awesome to us. If you want to sign up and use their premium services, make sure you use the code rundown. That'll help us out. Other than that, Wall, we do every year, we do the Wojan Wall Pick'em. Week zero is just the, you know, we got the training wheels on still, Wall. So we're going to do it again this year. Wall, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts? Where are you going with this?
Oh, man, the man of fire, they call me. After that great draft that I had, Woj, in our college fantasy football draft, we didn't even talk about that. I just dominated the league in my drafting ability. So now I get my chance to dominate in the Wojan Wall Pick'em. I'm excited about this. Woj, you know where I'm going with my pick? It's a game we didn't talk about, but that's what I like to do to the people. I like to give them games we didn't talk about, get them a little excited, be like, hey, Wall, you need to start talking about these games. Shoot me a message. Let me know. I'm going New Mexico State, -6.5, Woj, to beat UMass over there. I think Mr. Jerry Kill, a man you're probably familiar with from coaching NIU for a couple years at least. Man, I respect. I think he gets it done over there at New Mexico State in his second year. I think that they take down UMass quite handily. So I'm going to take that -6.5 number.
All right. I'm going to go head over to San Jose State at USC. And I know 30 is a lot, but I always say if there's a big over-under, let's look at the first half line, because typically second half guys are getting swapped out. Starters are out. Scores tend to go down. I'm taking USC minus 18 in the first half. I just like USC coming out strong this year and lighting it up and against a team that isn't going to be able to stop an overpowered offense like that. Well,
wait, hold on. Let me write this down. I know we're doing a practice. I know we're doing a practice, so it's not going to get posted anywhere. And I know you're not going to be truthful about what you picked. Actually, I take that back. You would be truthful, but I'm going to write it down anyway. What did you pick? USC?
USC minus 18 first half.
Minus 18 first half. Oh, so you can get that push. Hey, Woj, here's what I'll bet you. I bet you get a push on this one.
Ooh. I think it's going to be 20 plus. I think USC comes out lighting it up, and they just scored way too many points for San Jose State to come up and stop the momentum. So, yeah, I'm taking the first half there. I don't know about 30. Even though you should be okay with 30, but again, you never know in the second half. People put people, you know, pull starters, they put in backups, and stuff happens.
Well, since that looks like that's at a minus 120 number, which it is in the main line, just a little more juice because of that first half number. I'm gonna go over here to sportsbettingintel.com. If I can do the best line, which is what I should have done in the first place, I'm looking at the best line. I can get New Mexico State minus 6. Rather than that minus 6.5 Woj. So I'm going to put my number at minus 6 because that's at minus 115, which is even still, you know.
Yeah.
That's very fair to what you're doing in the first half. So I'm going to change mine to that minus 6 from picking a better number, a better sports book, I should say. Minus 6. Wall. All right. These aren't getting posted, so I'm handwriting them down here, Woj. That's the best we can do over here at College Football Rundown.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. I'm excited for an awesome year. Wall, are you excited?
Am I excited? I'm as giddy as a schoolgirl, Roach. We got college football coming up in a couple days, Roach. A couple days. We're not talking about weeks. We're not talking about months. We're talking about a couple days. We get to watch the Fighting Irish and the Midshipmen take it on. I'm excited, Roach.
We'll be back next Thursday with games on next Thursday, which is my birthday, by the way. But there's games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think there's a game on Sunday. Yeah, game on Sunday. Game on Monday. While it's going to be awesome for next week. Still excited about this weekend, but man, it's going to be great.
Absolutely, and we're gonna shake all the wiggles out by then. We're gonna have a better product for you next week.
All right. Well, Rundown Nation, thanks for listening. I'm Woj.
I'm Wall,
and we're out. Rundown Nation, thanks for listening to our episode. You can catch all of our podcasts and information on www.collegefootballrundown.com. We have upcoming games. We have SBI information on there. They're a big partner sponsor with us. If you want to sign up to their website, please use code RUNDOWN when you do that. It helps us out. It helps them out as well. But so much good information on that website. So please check them out. Please check our website out. You can catch us on Twitter at WWCFB. Our Instagram is college_football_rundown. Please take a look, take some time. We do our weekly DraftKings league, so make sure to get in on that. All the information for that is on our website. Other than that, I'm Woj.
And I'm Wall.
And we are now definitely out. Thank you for listening.